Thank you for listening to Gloria Juggles with Everyday Struggles. My name's Gloria, and welcome to a new episode.
Welcome to week 6. Today's episode is going to be part 2 to social media. It can be confusing, but I definitely wanted to focus it on fashion and aesthetics. Last week's episode touched on the presence of social media in our lives and how oftentimes that can lead to us feeling as though we're not doing enough. If you didn't listen to that episode, may I suggest that you do that before finishing this one? But so, as I said last week, social media puts up this persona. It makes people see only what a content creator wants them to see. And this gets particularly tricky when you're consuming it every single day. So, today I want to go into how something like fashion and aesthetic and the perception of that can get messed up through the lens of social media. I think a lot of us have had that moment where we realize that, you know, we wore an outfit a week ago or took a picture in this already and feel as though maybe we should change or be off camera or even be behind the scenes. And it's heightened when we consume constant clothing hauls and see pictures every day with a new outfit, a new location, and like doing new things. And we feel this again when we want to enhance our own appearance, but feel like in order to do that, we'll have to literally buy an entirely new wardrobe. I really don't have a solution to this, and to be quite honest, I like a haul as much as the next person. I enjoy watching these videos that give me outfit inspirations and also just help me get out of my own space, distract me and bring me somewhere else and into this other world and see how things really come together. But then as far as like Instagram goes, I've also used these photos and videos to inspire me on things to wear and how to wear it. And I feel like my own style and my own aesthetic is constantly adapting. So I look at colors that are matched and worn and which shoes go to what and literally where people pose and like how they do so, just to get some of my own inspiration. And honestly, I think this is okay. Fashion, I think, can be taken as another form of art. I think it is another form of art. I think it's cool and I think it's healthy to try and find some inspiration in others. But it's when we start feeling like less of ourselves. It's when we start feeling... It's when we start self-deprecating because we don't feel like we're good enough or like we fit into social standards. This is when things need to change. Something that I stand by is to only follow or like or watch the pages that make you feel good. If a page isn't making you feel inspired or positive, then maybe rethinking your support for that page is essential. The other part of it is realizing your place and your position. I think it's great to work for better, and it's okay to not be comfortable or complacent, not comfortable, complacent, and make sure you're doing your best with what you've got. Without that, it's a lot of feeling stuck, but not actually doing anything to change that. That also comes with going around your own area, your town, your city, your home, and really finding the beauty in that, finding the art, finding the inspiration, and holding on to it, loving that and loving what's around you. Because it might be possible I think, to, you know, not sit around and absolutely hate something while still realizing that you've outgrown it and that you've got bigger goals. And that definitely goes for fashion too. I think that a lot more people should appreciate what they've got and make that work. I definitely have not developed a wardrobe overnight, and I'm still swapping out pieces when I can and finding things that suit me more, and just slowly, because it is a pretty slow process, I think. I think not as much anymore, but still, there are people who overlook thrift shops and secondhand stores. And the things you can find in there that really do work with both budget and style. There's a lot of value too in going into places, and this isn't only thrift stores and secondhand stores, but just into stores in general, and trying things on, seeing what works and seeing what you feel good in and how you can adapt different pieces. Everything is literally virtual now. Everything is online, and you go, you order a shirt, and that shirt doesn't fit, so you send it back, you order a different one, it doesn't look right, you go, and you're going back and forth and back and forth, and a lot of this could be prevented if you just go to the store. If you took time out on a Saturday maybe, and you went in and you tried on pants with a shirt, and then that same shirt with a skirt, or those same pants with a different blouse, and did a bunch of different things to try and figure out ways that you can make certain items convertible and make it work, and also know what you feel like looks good in you. Because now that you've went in, not only do you have a store that you know you like their clothes, but then you know what sizes to get in that store and where to, like, what to wear it with and how to wear it with them and what to do with these certain things. And then you can go online, and then you can resort to these online places. And this isn't a podcast for fashion advice, you know? I mean, that can definitely be a topic too, but it's about taking different items and using them and converting them so that you feel like now you have a variety, now you have a bunch of different things that you can wear, how you can wear it, where you can wear it to, and then that means that when you go out and when it's time to be behind camera and do all these things, you know, this looks, you know, this looks good together. This is how I can do it. And escaping now that feeling of being like, well, I wore this exact outfit just a week ago, because now you've got a shirt or a skirt that can go with different bottoms. It can go with a different top. And it might not be the variety that you're technically searching for, but it's definitely a variety, and it's definitely helping step out of the zone where we just wear one thing with one thing, one other thing, if that makes sense, if what I'm saying is making sense. And then that goes to, and it pairs up with, if you're going around and finding different locations in different areas, you'll find out the pairing part of the aesthetic. What looks good where, and how I can do this. And it isn't all about, everything is not about social media. Everything is not about where you can pose literally to put up an Instagram post. But I think a lot of this now can help us feel good and make us feel good. And I think a lot of people say, you know, when you dress in ways that make you feel better, you start to feel internally better. And I think that can hold truth. I know that our outside appearance can make us feel different and make us feel better and all of these things. And so I don't want to put out a message that makes it sound like everything is so utterly materialistic, because I don't believe that either. But I think that there can be some value when we hold pride in ourselves, and we hold pride in the way that we look and in our appearance and what we're doing and how we're doing it, and still understanding that a lot of this that we put out is our highlights. There's not very many lowlights. And if you want to be real and you want to put out lowlights, I think that that's cool. I think that a lot of people don't do that. And maybe that is a conversation. Do more people need to put up lowlights? Do more people need to show themselves? But I think really finding highlights and finding ways that you can add that into and incorporate it into your own personal brand can really enhance the way you feel about yourself. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I really thank you for listening. Please remember to check back in next week, and if you really enjoyed it, please just let people know about me. Thank you.